TJ slipped out of the tunnel and into the woods he'd spent his whole life exploring, carefully avoiding the cameras he'd helped set up a decade earlier. For years, staying safe, staying off the grid, had been the only thing that mattered to his family. Then the heartbreaking and unexpected loss of his mother in the spring had taught him that no matter how carefully they planned and protected themselves, there was no guarantee of survival. And however much they tried to avoid it, the world, with all its inherent danger, was coming for them. This quiet, remote region of Washington State was drawing commercial loggers and environmental protesters, and the threat of conflict that had always seemed so compelling yet abstract in the past was now becoming a tangible reality. TJ didn't want conflict, but he was prepared. Only one problem. His breath froze on a rough exhale, forming a cloud that rose up to join the mist shrouding the treetops. A stick cracked under his boot and a deer snapped up its head, startled, then bounced away, crashing through the thick scrub. TJ cursed himself for not paying attention to where he was putting his feet. Distraction was dangerous. He didn't want to be seen by anyone except the person he'd come to meet. Couldn't risk being found out. Not yet. Wasn't ready to give her up, even though his dad would flail him alive if he found out what TJ had been up to all summer. Through the woods and down the steep-sided gully to the almost dried-up stream bed that marked the edge of Harrison property, TJ glanced up at the sign warning trespassers to keep away or risk being shot. It was no idle threat. He stepped over the narrow trickle of water, a small act of rebellion. He wasn't supposed to leave Harrison land, not without permission from his father. TJ didn't doubt his father's love, but the man was overprotective. At 18, TJ was old enough to make his own choices. He climbed the opposite bank with a silent tread, his heart skipping a beat as he thought about the girl he'd come to meet. He held his breath as he crested the top of the rise and looked down the steep wooded hillside. He slowly drew the icy air into his lungs as his mind grappled with disappointment. She wasn't there. He frowned. He was 20 minutes late because he hadn't been able to get away without someone seeing him. Had she given up on him? Every Wednesday for months, they'd secretly met up and spent a morning together, hiking his favorite trails, spotting wildlife. They'd even snuck away to the movies once when his father had gone into the city. It had been the first time TJ had ever been to a cinema, and it had been overwhelming. Not the noise or the scents or the giant screen, but the feel of Kayla's lips beneath his. The sweet taste of her. It was the first time he'd kissed a girl, and it turned out kissing Kayla was addictive. He wanted to see her so he could kiss her again. Where was she? He couldn't call her. He didn't carry a cell phone. Even if the government didn't track a person's whereabouts with them, they were useless in these mountains. TJ made his way carefully through the deep green conifers, keeping to the shadows. Maybe that's what Kayla was doing, staying concealed until he showed himself. There were more people than ever roaming these remote mountains. The numbers had exploded in May, when some Canadian told everyone he'd seen a Sasquatch in the old-growth forest north of here, where the loggers were supposedly headed next. TJ didn't want the trees cut down, but his dad had told him to keep out of it, to not draw any attention to their compound or the people who lived quietly inside. TJ forced himself not to hurry, scanning the surroundings for anyone else on the mountain. He didn't want to be punished or confined if someone from home spotted him. He didn't want to be banned from ever seeing Kayla again. TJ reached the tree where they'd arranged to meet, a massive damaged Douglas fir that had escaped the logger's axe and saved this section of the forest. It was home to a breeding pair of rare northern spotted owls. The environmentalists had scored a major victory for their cause when the endangered birds had been discovered. The owls were the reason he and Kayla had met. They'd both come to watch the baby birds test out their fledgling wings and had ended up spying on one another as well. She'd been sketching the first time he'd seen her, long hair constantly falling across one side of her face. More than 6 months of weekly meetings later, and TJ desperately wished he could see her for more than a few short hours each week. He wanted to be with her constantly. Soon, the snow would be too deep for even these stolen moments. The first big dump was late this year, and TJ took it as a sign of approval of their relationship from up above. He swallowed the lump of frustrated longing that mixed with the familiar excitement in his blood. He leaned against the big old fat tree, the rough bark pressing into his spine.